It's good to be with all of you this morning and worshiping with you.
很高兴跟大家在一起，今天早上在一起啊，一起来敬拜神。
It's an honor to be able to preach God's word.
是能够就是感谢是我的荣耀。
Thank you for just inviting me to be part of your worship service.
谢谢你们邀请我来参加你们的敬拜仪式。
Today's title of our sermon is called "Dealing with Our Differences."
今天讲到的题目是如何处理我们之间的分歧。
People in general, I think, are attracted to sameness, meaning we are attracted to people who are similar to us.
通常人们是有共同的爱好的，会相互聚集，相互吸引。
If you walk into a room with different types of people, and you're forced to interact.Who do you generally gravitate towards?
如果你进入一个房间里面有各种各样的人，你通常会去跟谁亲近呢？
I don't know about you, but I would oftentimes scan the room and look for somebody I can identify with.
我不知道你会怎样，但是我通常会浏览一下房间，然后会去找那个我比较认同的人。
After all, we oftentimes stick to what is most familiar and comfortable to us.
毕竟我们通常会坚持我们自己所熟悉的。
All of us want to belong. We all want to feel at home somewhere.
我们每一个人都希望属于一个群体，每个人都希望感觉像在家里一样舒适。
But oftentimes, the search or the longing to connect with other people can be very difficult.
但是很多时候找跟自己相同的人的这个过程是比较长的。
Even the most homogenous, like-minded groups, there are always going to be differences.
因为就是即便是在一群感觉大体上非常相同的一个群体里边，他们之间也会有一些不同之处。
Well, the bottom line is that the reason why community is so hard to achieve is because we have the mistaken ideathat differences are barriers to genuine community.
Could you say that again?
No, sorry. The reason why community is so hard is because we have a mistaken idea.
底下呢就是说为什么我们建立一个社区是这么困难，是原因就是因为我们很难找到共同之处。
But we think that differences are a barrier to community.
我们认为差异性是阻挡我们建造社区的一个妨碍。
We oftentimes assimilate to fit into dominant culture in order to minimize difference.
很多时候我们选择融入主流社会，然后以来消除我们之间的分歧。
Or we go to the opposite extreme and overemphasize difference and form our own walls to protect ourselves.
或者我们走向相反的方向，过多的强调我们之间的分歧，以建立防御我们保护我们自己的壁垒。
And we see this dynamic in our broader society, but unfortunately, we see this in the church too.
我们在广泛的社会里看到这样一个动态的游戏，但是不幸的是，在我们的教会也见到这种情况。
The Christian Church, throughout its history, has long struggled with how to deal with our differences.
基督教会在历史上就不断的为这个处理分歧做挣扎。
In fact, it goes all the way back to the beginning in the early church.
实际上，在最早期的教会也就是如此。
Paul is writing to the Corinthian church that is struggling with the differences that exist among them.
保罗写信给被内部分歧困扰的哥林多教会，告诉他们如何来解决分歧。
And he addresses how we are to approach those differences.
他们告诉他们怎样去解决这些分歧。
So in this passage, we're going to see how we can deal with our differences well.
在这段经文里，我们看到我们怎样才能很好的处理彼此之间的分歧。
And I have three points. One is what powerfully unites us.
有三点，第一点是什么有力的把我们团结在一起。
Secondly, what potentially divides us.
第二点是什么有可能有潜力的会分裂我们。
And finally, what practically reconciles us?
最后一点就是在什么实际上能够把我们让我们重新和好。
So what powerfully unites us?
所以什么能够有力的把我们团结在一起呢？
Before I dive into this first point, I think it's important to note that from the very beginning, God created us with different, created with differences in mind.
在我继续深入探讨之前呢，很重要的是我们先意识到，在神创造我们之初，他就想到了特异性。
Somebody put it like this: by design, we were created to be different, yet interdependent.
有人这么说，通过设计，我们被设计的有不同，但是我们互相依赖。
When we think about creation, God is creating with differences and distinction in mind.
我们想到创造，神创造我们的时候，他就想到了建立差异性和奇特性。
Think about it. Night and day, light and darkness.
想一想白天和黑夜，光明和黑暗。
Land and sea,
陆地和大海。
Animals and humans.
动物和人类。
All different but interdependent.
都不一样，但是互相依存。
Everything was meant to work in harmony to bring about flourishing of all.
万物都要互相协作，以至于繁荣。
When God created us in His image, He created us male and female.
神以他的形象来创造了我们，他创造了男性和女性。
Different yet interdependent.
是有不同，但是互相依赖。
And God declared all that good.
然后神宣布说，那都是好的。
And when God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden, God makes another distinction.
当神把知善恶的智慧树放在伊甸园里的时候，他又创造了另一种特异性。
You're free to eat of any tree except this one.
你可以吃你可以对不对？你可以选择吃任何一棵树的果子。但是不是这一棵树。
So this one command highlights yet another distinction.
这个命令显示出了另一个特异性。
Yes, we bear God's image.
是的，我们每个人都有神的形象。
But we're not God.
但我们不是神。
There is a creator-creation distinction that needs to be honored in order for all of life to flourish.
关于创造者和创造性的关于创造者和创造的特异性需要得到荣耀才能让我们繁荣。
Yes, we're different, but we are to be interdependent.
是的，有不同，但是要互相依存。
In other words, we need God and we need each other for life to work as it was intended.
换句话说，我们需要神，我们彼此需要，然后生命还如愿进行。
Well, you know how the story goes, right?
当然，你知道这个故事是怎样进展的。
In taking the fruit of the tree, humanity didn't just break a rule.
人类从智慧树上摘下果子，不仅是打破了一个规则。
But behind it, they're saying to God, "I don't need you."
在这个事件的背后呢，人其实是在跟神说，我不需要你。
It's a declaration of independence from God.
是从神的对神的独立宣言。
It's humanity declaring, I can run my life better than you can, God.
神其实是在人其实在对神宣告，我能够管理我自己的生活，比你管得更好。
And I will enjoy it without you.
没有你，我会更多的享受我的生活。
And you know how things went from there.
你知道后来的结局是怎么样的？
Differences that were once meant to be good are now become bad and will become liabilities because of sin entering into the world.
曾经是财富的罪，现在成了累赘。
All the divisions that we see, whether it be racism, classism, sexism, they can all be traced back here in Genesis 3.
在创世纪第三章，我们看到了社会上的由此而产生的社会上的各个支派，各种种族主义。性别歧视，还有 couple of things.
So behind, it's a tough challenge. Behind every impulse to divide and conquer is this attitude of I don't need you.
在每一个去征服的动机背后，都有这样一种态度，就是我不需要你神。
We think that we will be more human when we are independent from God.
我们觉得如果我们独立于神，我们就更过于人。
But in reality, we become less human the further we are from God and from each other.
但是事实上是我们越偏离神，彼此越疏远，我们就更不再为人。
So what will make people human again?
什么能够才能使人再次为人呢？
Thankfully, God doesn't give up on us.
感谢主，他没有把我们，他没有放弃我们。
From the very beginning, God has been orchestrating our rescue and our restoration through a promise.
从一开始，神就在计筹划对我们的拯救和再造，是通过一个应许。
And that promise culminates when God came down to earth to be one of us.
那个应许的实现是在主神降世为人。
And through Jesus' life, He shows us how to be human again.
通过耶稣的生命，他向我们显示怎样才是生活，怎样就是过了一生。
That Jesus shows us the life that we were intended to live.
耶稣向我们展示了我们怎样应该过了怎样的生活。
But Jesus also dies the death that we all deserve to die.
而耶稣也因罪的工价而代我们受死。
Through the cross, Jesus.Was dehumanized so that you and I could become human again.
通过这个应许，主耶稣不再为人，以至于我们可以再次为人。
That Jesus triumphed over sin and death so that our relationship with God can be made right and good again.
主耶稣战胜了罪和死亡，所以以至于我们可以重新与神和好。
But Jesus doesn't just reconcile us to God, but He also reconciles us to each other.
主耶稣并不只是让我们与神和好，而是让我们彼此和好。
God is restoring us to how we were designed, that we're designed with difference, but yet interdependent.
神把我们让我们重新变为他所设计的样子，就是我们有差异，但是我们也是互相依存。
The metaphor that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is a body. The body is what we are now.
保罗在第十二节用一个比喻，他说我们现在已经是一个肢体，是一个整体的。
If we look at verses 12 to 13, Paul makes the case that yes, we're all different parts, but we're one body in Christ Jesus.
保罗在十二和十三节他说，我们是一个整体，是一整个身子，但是我们是这个身子的很多的肢体部分。
Yes, we may be different.But we all have the same need.
我们可能是不一样的，但是我们有一个共同的需要。
And that need can be only met through one person, Jesus Christ.
那个需要只能通过一个人，主耶稣来得到满足。
If you're baptized, when you get baptized, it's really a declaration of dependence.
你已经，如果你已经受洗，你知道你受洗的时候，你所做的其实是一个对于依赖的宣告。
If sin is a declaration to God that I don't need you, then at the heart of a baptismal vow is this.
如果对是对于神说我不需要你的一个宣告，那么在我们受洗的时候，我们受洗宣誓的核心就是。
When you get baptized, you're basically saying to the world, I need you, God.
你基本上是在向世界宣告，我需要神。
So Jesus brought you back to God and back to each other to form one body.
所以主耶稣把我们所有的人带到了一起，把我们带到了神那儿，让我们成为一个完整的身子。
When Paul mentions Jews and Gentiles, slave or free, he's mentioning the most divided groups of that time period.
保罗在这些经文里边提到犹太人、希利尼人、做奴的，还有那些自主的。
In our context, here in the United States, who would those people be?
在我们今天的美国，那些人是可能会是谁呢？
Black and white, perhaps?
白人黑人吗？
Republican and Democrat?
共和党和民主党呢？
Rich and poor?
富的穷的？
Conservative and liberal?
保守派或者是改革派？
Even in our immediate context here at church, oftentimes our language, differences in language and culture,And generations are sources of division.
即便是在我们这儿的教会，从不同的由于不同的语言、不同的文化，甚至是年龄阶段不一样，都会有很多的不同差异。
all these things become identity markers where we use to define ourselves and also define other people.
所以这些都成为我们用来定义我们自己和他人的一些身份的标记。
But despite all these differences that are out there, there's only one person that can powerfully bring us back together again.
尽管有这么多的不同的身份标记，但是只有一个人才能把我们所有人的团结在一起。
Our baptism is what is now our primary way with which we identify ourselves.
我们的受洗其实是我们最重要的一个身份的标记。
It doesn't eradicate difference, but it highlights our common need for Jesus.
它没有消除那些差异性，但是它是我们所对耶稣的共同的需要。
He's the only one who can rescue you and make you whole again.
耶稣是唯一可以拯救你，让我们成为整体的一个人。
So again, the first point is that we are all created with difference in mind.
我们第一点呢，就是说我们每一个人都有是有意被设计创造为不同的。
And we also see the great lengths in which God took to bring us together again through Jesus.
我们也看到神是如何处心积虑的、刻意的来通过耶稣拯救我们。
But just because we're baptized into one body, doesn't make that we automatically experience unity together.
但是我们已经受洗成为一体，并不意味着实际上我们自动的成为一体。
Sometimes our old way of thinking comes back.
有些时候我们的老我又回来起作用了。
So here we find our second point. What are the things that potentially divide us?
所以我们就要来看第二点，什么有潜在可能把我们分裂。
So I want you to take a look at verses 14 to 16.
我们读一下第十四节到第十六节。
Paul takes the metaphor of the body deeper, with the body parts kind of talking to each other.
保罗继续用这个身体部位的肢体的这个比喻说这些肢体呢在那儿也说话。
And they're finding ways to distance themselves from one another because of their differences.
他因为彼此之间的不同呢找到一些借口来彼此疏远。
Some of the dynamics that are happening here are no different from what happens today.
这种动态呢在今天的社会也同样发生。
There are some who were feeling inferior and some who felt superior, and this caused division.
有的人觉得不如人，而有的人觉得比别人强，这就会造成一些分歧。
There are some within the community, perhaps sort of less gifted members of the church, who wondered if they belonged to a church where there are many people who were very gifted.
在教会里可能有一些可能是会众，他们觉得自己没有多少财富，就会才华，就会担心自己不属于这个人才济济的教会。
It's hard to feel unified as a body when you feel like you're less than somebody else or you don't measure up to somebody else.
如果你觉得不如人，或者是没有达到一种标准，你就不会荣誉那一个肢体。
And so consequently, it's easy to think that you don't really belong.
结果就是说你觉得自己不属于这一个地方。
It's easy to think that you're not needed or your voice or your gifts don't matter.
或者你觉得你不被需要，你没有用，你的声音不被重视。
Do you find yourself thinking, I'm so different from everybody here, I'm not sure if I truly belong?
你是不是有这种感觉？我跟其他人不一样，我不属于这儿。
So Paul's trying to encourage these people to see that they're to see their differences differently.
保罗在鼓励这些人通过一种不同的方式来看待他们之间的分歧。
Just because they're different or they have different gifts doesn't mean they don't belong.
不能因为他们不同，或者是有不同的恩赐，他们就觉得自己不属于这个群体。
The larger point that Paul's trying to say here is that it's impossible not to be part of the body if you're a Christian.
保罗在这儿想做一个想提出一个更大的观点，就是说，如果你是一个基督徒，根本不可能你不属于肢体。
In life, you can choose friends or lovers, but you can't choose family.
在你的人生中，你可以选择朋友，选择爱情，爱人，但是你不能选择你的家庭。
People who are different from you are now your brothers and sisters in Christ, whether you like them or not.
不管你喜欢不喜欢，在基督里，和你不有不同，和你不同的人是你的弟兄和姐妹。
But this is not by accident. In fact, this is a part of God's design for us.
这不是偶然发生的，这是神设计而来的。
In fact, if you distance yourself from people who are different from you, you're losing a vital part of what it means to be a fully human.
如果你疏远和你不同的人，那你就是失去了作为人的一个很重要的能力。
You lose the ability to truly see, to truly hear, and to truly sense and perceive reality.
你会丧失真正去看、去听、去感受和鉴察实地的能力。
Paul says in verse 17.
保罗在第十七节说
，If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing?
若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？
If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell?
若全身是耳，从哪里闻味道呢？
It's precisely the differences and the diversity within the community and the body that enables us to see God and the gospel through different angles and perspectives.
准确地说，正是因为在这个社区里边有不同、有差异和有多样性，才使得我们通过不同的角度来看耶稣，来认识耶稣和福音。
As Paul says in verses 18 to 19, God has arranged members of the body in this way.
保罗在十八到十一节说，神就是把肢体如此安排成一个身子的。
If a community is only a collection of eyes and hands, then it wouldn't really be a body; it would just be body parts.
如果一个社区只是一群眼或者一群手，那么这个社区就不再是一个整体的身体。
And that's why we need diverse parts of the body.
所以我们需要身体各种各样的肢体。
God places different kinds of people in our lives to show us a different dimension of Himself.
神把各种各样的人放在我们的生命中，是让我们展示他神的另一个维度。
And oftentimes it's not in ways that you expect. In fact, sometimes it's uncomfortable.
有些时候这不是你所期望的，甚至让你觉得不舒服。
But these are the ways in which God works in community.
但这是神在社区里做工的方式。
This leads to the last point. What practically reconciles us then?
这就把我们带到最后一个观点。是什么实际上能够把我们所有的人，让我们所有人和好呢？
We know what powerfully unites us, but yet what potentially divides us. We know what powerfully unites us.
我们知道什么可以有力地把我们团结在一起。
And what potentially still divides us.
什么能够有潜力又把我们分离。
So what can practically reconcile us to each other?
所以最后我们就要知道什么能够实际上又把我们让我们重新和好。
Let's look again at verses 21 to 26.
让我们看一下21到26节经文。
The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you.
眼不能对手说，我用不着你。
Nor again to the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。
If it's indeed true that by design we're created different but interdependent, there needs to be a shift in both attitude and action.
既然肢体被设计创造有不同之处以便成为一个完整的身子，那么也就需要我们对我们的态度有一个变化转变。
Paul especially addresses those who may feel like they're better than others because of their gifts.
保罗特别是劝导那些觉得自不如人的那些人。
Instead of the mentality of or attitude of I don't need you.
保罗特别是对那些觉得自己比别人强的人提出如下的劝告。
And we need to shift our thinking that instead of I don't need you to I need you.
要改变他们的思维方式，不是说我们不需要你，而是说我们需要别人，需要你。
We need to see people in the way God sees them.
我们需要以神的眼光来看其他人。
We see this in verses 22 to 24.
我们在22节和24节看到这些经文。
So Paul points to the parts of the body that seem to be weaker.
保罗指出那些意味软弱的肢体。
And he calls them indispensable, that we need them.
他称他们是不可缺少的，我们需要他们。
At first glance, they look like they have nothing to offer.
开始你可能觉得说他们没有什么东西可以，没有什么了不起的。
But perhaps those are the people that we need the most.
但他就是那些人可能是我们最需要的。
It's those people in our midst that are oftentimes invisible, they don't are noticeable.
有些在我们当中，有的人可能是不那么起眼的。
It might be people you gravitate towards the least.
可能就是那些你最不愿意去亲近的人。
And all the more that's the reason why they need to be noticed and acknowledged and honored.
但是正因为如此，他们需要你去关注，需要你去给他们足够的尊重。
It's a shift of perspective and attitude towards those whose personhood and personality and presence are undervalued.
就是要改变这样的一种态度，这样的一种角度，来重视那些那些个体，那些个性，他们就是那些被轻被被低估的，被不重视的个体、个性。
It's going to these people and saying, not saying, it's going to these people not saying, you need me, but saying, I need you.
对那些人，我们需要说，我不需要，不是说我们要，不要说我们不需要你，而是要说我们需要你。
So take a moment and think of those in your community of faith who perhaps you've kept at a distance for whatever reason.
大家停下来花一点时间去想一想，在我们这个信仰的这个教会里，是不是有这样的一些人，你没有去足够重视他
？It's no accident that he or she is in your community.
他出现在你的这个社区里，团体里，不是偶然的。
Maybe God is going to use that person to challenge you, to stretch you, and to bless you.
也许神是使用了一个人来挑战你，来拓展你，stretch and
bless you.
而通过他们来给你祝福。
But not only do our attitudes need shifting, but also our actions.
我们的态度不仅是我们的态度需要转变，我们的行动也需要转变。
Sometimes our attitudes affect our action.
有些时候我们的态度影响我们的行动。
But sometimes actions affect our attitudes.
而有些时候我们的行动又反过来影响了我们的态度。
According to one social scientist, putting different people together in the same space doesn't necessarily change them.
就一个社会学家说，把一些人放到把很多有差异性的人放到一起，并不能放到一起，并不能。
It doesn't change. So it doesn't. Just because you're in the same room doesn't mean that people change.
把一些有差异性的人放到一起，并不是说他们会自动的去改变。
But if the environment is where you can foster kind of trust and understanding, that's when change happens.
但是如果这个环境是有意识的来鼓励相互理解，那么这种转变就会发生。
Sometimes in our relationships, we kind of get stagnant in the way that we relate to others.
我们的关系，我们怎样和别人相处，有时候呢就变得有些静止不动不变。
Sometimes in our relationships, when there's breakdown, it's because we generalize and oversimplify other people.
在我们的关系有这些，有些我们有些时候关系的破裂，根本上是由于我们过多笼统的以偏概全的或者是过分简化造成的。
But only when we share in life, both in its joys and sorrows, that's when things begin to change.
当我们来分享生活中的喜乐和悲伤的时候，事情就会真正发生了变化。
It's when we see the humanity in others where things begin to change.
当我们在其他人身上看到了人性，我们的一切都会一切都开始发生变化了。
That means we need to take risks in our relationships.
那意味着我们呢就要在关系方面呢有一点冒险的行动。
That may mean asking different questions and being curious of other people.
可能意味着对别人有些好奇，并且问一些不同的问题。
It's being curious about other people's story and being open with your own story.
对其他人的人生故事感兴趣，并且跟他们很坦诚的交谈自己的故事。
So in other words, in order to meaningfully connect with other people, you need to go beyond the superficial.
换句话说，如果你想和别人有一个建立有意义的关系，那你就要更深入，而不是在表面。
Would you be open with your life?
你能打开你的生活的世界吗？
Both in its joys and its sorrows with others.
你的喜乐和你的悲伤。
Would you consider creating space in your life at your dinner table for someone not like you?
你会不会为一个和你不一样的人，在你的餐桌上留一块地方？
Maybe someone of a different life stage or different culture.
也许那个人有一个不同的人生阶段，或者是有一个不同的文化背景。
Maybe somebody in your congregation here.
也许这个人就在你的这一个堂会里。
Or someone else in a different congregation.
也许这个人在其他的堂会。
Let's try to take steps where we can change both in our attitude and action.
让我们尽力的走出一步来改变我们这个状况。
To wrap things up, I remember a story that one of my mentors told me.
结束的时候，我记得我的导师给我讲了一个故事。
He told us that churches like ours, BCUC, are like choirs, a singing choir.
一个教会，如我们的 BCEC, 就像一个合唱团。
Choirs have different parts, as you probably know, like soprano, alto, tenor, and bass.
一个歌唱乐团呢，有不同的声部，有低音、中音、高音。
So each section needs to take time to learn their part and their notes and their own voice.
每一个声部呢，要花时间来练习他们的乐谱，他们的声音。
When each section has learned their part, when they come together, theoretically, it should sound good, right?
当这每一个部分都学好了之后，他们聚到一起。我们理论上期望他们在一起合作的结果会很好。
Well, it's not that simple.
但是不是那么简单。
Some sections like the sopranos might overpower the altos.
高声部有可能唱得太高了，把别人的声音都给盖住。
Some sections might think, yeah, my part's kind of boring. I want to sing the soprano.
有的声部会觉得说啊，我们唱的这一段有点太 boring 了，我要唱其他部分。
Bass might think, no one really cares about bass, so why bother using my voice?
那个超级声部就会说，没人在乎我们唱的这个低音，我们干嘛唱这一段呢？
So what will it take for a choir to sound good?
为了让合唱乐团唱的效果比较好。
It takes a good conductor to bring out the best of each section.
需要一个很好的指挥来让所有的部分一起协作。
Each section has a role within the piece.
每一个声部都有他自己的角色。
Sometimes the soprano sings the melody while other sections harmonize and complement.
有些时候是他的高声部在唱他的主旋律，而其他的声部在和声。
Other pieces, the tenor takes the lead while other sections complement.
而在其他的时候呢，是他们的tenor 在唱，你高声了吧？你高声了吗？在唱，而其他部分在辅助。
It takes a skillful conductor to make sure that each section knows their part well.
需要一个有经验的指挥，来让每一部分每一个声部做好他们的角色。
And his job is to weave these different parts to create something good and beautiful.
这样他们能够让所有的声部组合起来，来表演得很好。
Each section is different, but interdependent.
每一个声部都是不同的，但是它们互相依存。
We are made up of different languages, cultures, and generations here at BCC.
在 BCC 教会，我们从有不同的语言和文化。
We each have a part to play in God's kingdom.
我们要一起在神的国度里共同协作。
We all need to learn our parts well.
我们需要知道我们每一部分该做的角色。
We're also part of a whole.
但是我们也是这整体的。
We need each other.
我们彼此需要。
When each part follows the lead of the master conductor, Jesus Christ,
每一个部分都要去听从耶稣这一个大指挥家的指挥。
We create something beautiful and good.
我们会创造一起来创造很美好的东西事物。
In our divided world, the church has an incredible opportunity to show how to deal with difference well.
在一个不断分裂的社会，我们的教会有一个很好的机会来向世界展示如何团结。
But unfortunately, the church doesn't have a good track record of this either.
但是教会呢，没有一个很好的记录在这方面。
But for some reason, this is the church, the local church, is God's redemptive plan to show the world the body of Christ.
但是，出于某种原因，教会就是神救赎计划的一部分，来告诉这个世界如何合一。
We're to be the hands and the feet and the voice of Jesus in our world.
我们就是主耶稣给这个世界的脚手。
All of us, no matter how different we are, have a common need.
我们所有的人，不管我们有什么样的区别，我们有一个共同的需要。
All of us have a need for a Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们所有人都需要主耶稣这个救世主。
So let's be His people together.
让我们成为他的肢体。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for your grace and love.
主耶稣，神啊，我们感谢你的恩典和慈爱。
Despite our rebellion, you still pursued us.
尽管我们如此反叛，你依然爱我们。
Thank you that you're making us into your body.
谢谢你让我们成为你的肢体。
Help us to learn our part well.
让我们学习我们自己肢体的角色。
Remind us that we need each other.
不断地提醒我们，我们彼此需要。
Use us to bring you glory in all of life.
使用我们来把使用我们的生命来使用我们在我们的生命用我们的生命来把来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.